Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church for, can you believe it, the fifth week of Lent. Our theme for Lent this year is Let Us Pray, and as a congregation, we've been taking a closer look at prayer and making prayer a part of our daily lives. Today, I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today, we turn to Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 10, for a familiar story, which I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. The Lord's power overcame me, and while I was in the Lord's spirit, He led me out and set me down in the middle of a certain valley. It was full of bones. He led me through them all around, and I saw that there were a great many of them on the valley floor, and they were very dry. He asked me, "Human one, can these bones live again?" I said, "Lord God, only you know." He said to me, "Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the Lord's word. The Lord God proclaims to these bones, I am about to put breath in you, and you will live again. I will put sinews on you, put flesh on you, and cover you with skin. When I put breath in you and you come to life, you will know that I am the Lord.' I prophesied just as I was commanded. There was a great noise as I was prophesying. Then a great quaking, and the bones came together, bone by bone. When I looked, suddenly there were sinews on them. The flesh appeared, and they were covered over with skin, but there was still no breath in them. He said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, human one. Say to the breath, the Lord God proclaims, come from the four winds, breath. Breathe into these dead bodies and let them live.' I prophesied just as he commanded me. When the breath entered them, they came to life and stood on their feet, an extraordinarily large company." Now for a devotion on this Bible passage written by Robert Brewer, campus chaplain and assistant professor of religion at Greensboro College in Greensboro, North Carolina. He writes, "Words have power. We say words cannot hurt us, like sticks or stones, but the truth is, words can wound us in ways that are hard to heal. If we have been told that we are not worthy or good enough, we begin to believe it. If we are continually called a disappointment or a failure, we begin to believe it. If we are told over and over that we are not beautiful or attractive, we begin to believe it. These words can come from our own family and echo in our lives for years. These words can come from commercials and advertisements that bombard us every day. These words can sound in our own voice. Words certainly have the power to harm. Words can wound us in ways that sticks and stones cannot. However, words also have the power to build us up and restore our souls. In the passage today, God brings Ezekiel to a valley of loss, grief, and disappointment. The dry bones show there is no hope here. What can bring life back to this place? God's word. God commands Ezekiel to speak to the bones. The words spring to life, reconnecting sinews and flesh. The breath that carries those words brings new life from the dust. Ezekiel's words, which are God's words, are powerful, restorative, and transformative. The words of harm and hopelessness are no match and blow away like the sand. Hear the words of God's good news again. God overcomes sin and death. God forgives. God restores. God makes a way through the valley. Hear these words of life again and again. You are loved. You are a beautiful child of God. You are enough. Believe these words, and then go speak them into a world in need of God's hope. In a world full of words, God, help me to hear the ones that matter the most. Your words of redeeming love and new life. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.